Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what do you guys think about Donald Trump?
Man, fuck Donald Trump, man.
Big ass wig on your head, boy.
Big dry shit like that. With his
man, keep talking about Muslims, this Mexican, that. Donald Trump, you a punk ever bitch bastard.
Punk ever bitch bastard? I never heard that one before.
Yeah, man, he a punk ever bitch bastard. And don't bring your man to Baltimore, he'll get hit in the head with Moose's shovel.
Wow, that's a little rough.
Guess what we got for him?
Why?
We got chopper in the truck for Donald Trump. We got chopper in the truck.
Catch his little puss ass and give him this 100 round
drunk.
Boy ain't even white, you yellow.
You
said your date's your own daughter, you a sicko.
That's why that nigga tried to poke you in Ohio. That's why they shut your ass down in Chicago. Don't come to Baltimore unless you want that.
You keep on playing big, bitch, you catch these hollows. I'll let these nine cross over just like Rondo. Don't try to make him president.
Fuck Donald.
Guess what, y'all? We back, bitches.
That's I ain't nice. Got time for that.
Listen, guys. Told you when we get in, we're going in, and we're gonna do three shows tonight. We did two. We're gonna do three. Okay. Why? Because we've got a lot to talk about.
Good grief.
And guess what? We have right now in the building none other than what? Switchblade Cutter!
What's up, y'all? Once again. Oh my God, it's gotta be illegal.
Oh man, yep. It's just
all that laughing you're doing is proving it's true.
All right, let's jump right into it right here. So tonight today we're going to discuss the ins and the ups and downs of the music industry. Now, what trips me out nowadays in the music industry is there is a sea of unnecessary craziness going on. For instance, when Puffy's son turned 18, or what have you, just recently, he signed them to a label. Now, hey, Puffy's son, listen, if we have known anything about your father, great, great businessman. I take nothing from him on that. But guess what? Lord forbid if you die, you still going to be putting out albums even in your death, because that's what he did to the Biggie. And Biggie's the hottest dead rapper alive, past Tupac. I'm just saying. What do you think about that?
I plead the fifth.
Fuck that. No, say how you feel about it.
You know I don't care about none of that nonsense. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, let me refresh your memory. We all know what happened to Biggie in her state, out in California, of course. And
what you trying to say? What you trying to say? Just because I'm in Cali, is that what you trying to say?
It was dangerous out there, bitch.
I know you ain't talking about it. Like, be more safer, nigga, please.
Oh no! See, here's the thing with me. I already know B-boy ain't safe at all.
You're right.
But the thing is, though, you know, that's not the point. That is not the point at all. We talking about happening down there. You know, what's that, Wilshire? Uh huh. Yeah, you didn't think I knew that, did you? Yeah, Wilshire.
That's because you've been Googling.
Black people don't need to be on no Wilshire, Hillshire, or no farm at all. Stop. Stay back.
What?
Pull back. Pull back.
Stop. Whatever.
Okay. Pull back.
I don't go over there either, so.
And guess what, though? Guess what? Guess what?
What?
Crazy part about this whole situation is everybody's looking like, it's just so wrong. You shouldn't do that. First of all, let's put it out there. When you have a person who is absolutely about money, that's it. What do you expect them to do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, when we come back, we're going to discuss why the industry is not making any money. But since it's the first time hearing this, we go into run back a brand new joint called Above Me, and it's hot, it's deep, it's amazing. Let's go.
Yeah. Look. See, I done seen all the pain and the suffering, the games and the blessings. All I got now is my dreams and some lessons. They always wanna hit me right with the Smith and Wesson. When I was just trying to get you blessed, and then you wanna put that down. I don't understand that at all. All I got now is me here just standing tall. I got everything right up in my brain. That's the reason why I gave you a page out this book, man. And I turned it for you, pointed to the picture, pointed to the paragraph where it showed you everything that I had inside of me. But it's okay. Everybody in the world in about a week. Could you understand that world? It's like the Twin Towers when they fell down. The government did that. Are you listening now? Nah. Are you listening to that book that they have on Jerry Springer or maybe Maury Trick? Cause that's all that your mind can muster. I told them to catch up, but now they grab us the mustard. I don't know if you really want the runners, but all I know is that your heart is the mileage, so.
Okay, so now we are back, and Nick, I just want to say, and this right here is something that I need for everybody to fully understand or whatever. Like, to me, I think that the rap game, well, just the entertainment business itself is losing money more so than gaining it because of this new film part where they have everybody and their mother going on YouTube, stealing the music, putting it on there, and people been getting their music off there for them. You know, they're going to Tidal, Google Play. It's a mess. And then you have a lot of people now that want to put their own stuff out there. And what I say to that, kudos to you. I'm gonna tell you why.
Right.
Who wants to make 2 cents off of each copy of their album being sold?
Right, yeah.
You know? Come on now. I mean, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Hmm.
You know? So you talking about all these people right now, and I'm telling you right now, we need to get to a place where, one, if you're going to be out here a part of the problem, get back to being part of the solution, okay?
Right.
There was so much going on right now. It's ridiculous. And it's saying that when you look at how the artists were paid even back in the day for them, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you actually had to be white and covering a black person's song for you to get to be popping back then, because that was the fad, you know what I'm saying? And people, that's how people ate. See what I'm saying? The problem with this is now is that according to how it is right here, like most of the artists sometimes when it comes down to it, you're talking about, you know, some of them are making, like, you know, it has to be like a songwriter. Songwriters can make $2 million a year if they have one hit record in the Hot 100. See what I'm saying? If you're doing a cover band, you can make 2.5K on the gig.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So the question is, well, why would I want to waste my time, effort, energy, you know, on somebody, you know, unnecessariness. Yeah. Like, and here's the thing, a lot of people get upset because they wanna break into the industry.
But then
they find out that in order to create a buzz, you gotta go through so much crap to create a buzz. See what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And that's the problem right there. And, you know, when you have people who say, well, you know, it's bad because you have so many people, talented people, who I've met personally myself, including myself, who I'm underground, but guess what? I'm with Splash Boys all day, you know what I'm saying? The Splash family is getting
that's
it,
right. Splash,
you know,
Boys,
I mean?
Splash Girls.
That's right. It's a Splash Boy Entertainment. This is what we do. At the same time, it's not about sitting on our asses. If you're going to do that, we're going to make money while we do that. You feel me? We got to make a buzz while we do that. We're going to make this happen. And that's what we get to bed to. Stop making it seem like people are just trying to hold you down. The only person that can hold you down is yourself.
Right.
You know? And you looking at like this right here, if you see that you see a whole list of artists right now that are doing TV shows, appearances, commercials, why do you think that's the case? I mean, come on now. Use your brain. Come on now.
A lot of people don't
have
that. They have common sense. I mean, book sense. They don't have common sense.
Most of them don't have a brain.
This is true, but I didn't say that. I was going to. You know, that's why we co-host. You feel me? That's why we work well together, because you already know. Because I can rely on you to say the most worrisome shit ever.
Well, you already know, though. You know? And the sad part is, most of the time, you need to realize that, you know, if a person, like, for instance, let's keep it real. If a person that's out there right now, and people who know what I'm talking about, call in right now at 929-477-3273, because we want to hear from you. Even the starving artists out here, we want to hear from you, because the thing is, see, the thing that gets on my nerves is this. We are absolutely counting on you guys to help us out with this. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. And
that's
here's
right.
the thing.
That's what it is.
Here's the thing. When you sit there, and you go to a place like, for instance, you look at CD Baby, and you look at these other ways of people, you know, selling the their CDs and stuff, right? Most of these record companies don't want to sell no forms of records whatsoever. They do not at all want to sell a record. So because of this, you got a situation where it becomes hard to do that for them. So most of the time, you're making, you know, maybe 15-20% or whatever. So let's say if your CD is for sale for stores at $16,
right,
and you're a band of four who also write their own material, your deal is to receive royalty rate of 11%, but your producer takes 3% of that. So at the end of the day, you made 8% of net royalty, which is $16.
Okay, hold it. First of all, what is with all this math? I hate math. What are you doing?
Because I'm trying to show people that instead of you sitting there, see, everybody wants to count this. And they're counting up the fact that nobody is making no money. So when you're looking at it, if you sell 500,000 copies, that means that you have, that they say you have $250,000 coming to you. No, because once you get through the promotional copies and the label takes their royalties from that 500,000 copies you sold, you're only going to net only $148,750.
Okay, look here, Smarty Artie.
Now, check this out. Now, speaking of that, you know, but you know what I loved about this, though? You know where I learned that from besides the internet?
What?
My dog. Let's
go. Rip you up. I got some dogs that'll fuck you up.
my fingers. They don't know I'm the type that don't give a fuck. I would probably go to Home Depot and woodchuck. Grab a 2x4 and hit you in your fucking head. Oh shit, motherfucker, man, that nigga dead. Something wrong with this real member. Cause they know me and Elsa ain't gon' get that bigger. All these niggas stay on the hill. Some of these niggas don't let me back. I can fuck up my dough. All I got is some bad bitches. Miracle, that's a bad bitch. See my niggas all here to shit. I front the beat, now make it drop. Oh man, just care where that cocaine. Fuck you niggas and fuck niggas. I'm getting
I got dolls that I rip you up. I got dolls that I rip your gut. Take you up. What the you don't want none of that nigga. Tryna step with my hood, nigga. What's good? Wish a nigga would try to rob me. Nigga, I got a heater on me. Yeah, they gon' rob me. Yeah, they gon' die for me. Yeah, they my dogs. They'll whip you up. They'll whip your cup. They'll whip your clothes. Strip your clothes off. Leave you in the streets, nigga. Dead, dead. Bow, bow in the heat. Ah. Don't play with me, Jose and G Pain. We bring you the pain and your trap and your hood. Pop up like what's good with them heaters. I wish a nigga would rip you in the gut. My dog, they'll rip you up. My dog, they'll fuck you good. My dog, they'll rip you up.
I got some dogs that'll fuck you up. Man, I got some dogs that'll rip you up. Tell your ass to pieces if they strip you up. I got some dogs that'll fuck you up. Hey, got some dogs that'll fuck you up. I got some dogs that'll strip you up. I'll tear your ass to pieces when they rip you up. Man.
Oh, why this fire in here? I don't know. About to go kill him. Ooh, kill him. Ooh, kill him. Like stereo. Oh, come around the block. Something that you don't know about us. It's what we trust. Bye bye. See you here. Yeah, you done. Oh, no. Yeah, I hit you with the lump. Yeah, I hit you with the drum. Like he's drum. Yeah, call me Obama. Cause I'm better than slum. Get your moves and I love you. Get your goomies, I love you. Get your goomies, I love you.
G-Pain.
Never, never, never hug
you. G-Pain is a love girl.
Say I lie. Yeah, you die. Wake up and die.
Yeah.
Feel alive.
I'm trying to tell you.
That is my song right there. My nigga. I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah, that's the song.
Yeah, that's the song.
T-Pain means a love. That's a song right there.
I don't know what he's saying.
I got some dogs that'll rip you up. Man, I got some dogs that'll fuck you up. Rip you with the stress when they strip you up. That's the song right there, my nigga. That's right. I heard that mother.
El Jose listen, in the building.
Yes, listen, listen. We're going to do something that we're going to do this in a series of four consecutive shows. And hopefully we'll get this done probably tomorrow, starting tomorrow. We're going to play nothing but El Jose and G-Pain's
oh my
debut
God,
album.
He doesn't speak English.
Or Us. And this
no.
is going to be so much fun.
He doesn't speak English.
That's not the point.
You heard the song, Position. What are you saying? And there it is.
Yeah, it's just this.
Right there.
That's what it is. And guess what?
All right.
It's going to be hot. But listen,
you think you can get him to crawl in? You think you can get him to crawl in?
I don't know. I'm going to try to make that happen because we need Al Jose to call in tomorrow.
And say something. Some business is busy.
And we're going to listen. And we're not going to just skip around the songs. We're going to play them in order. So each day
you will get
four songs completely by none other than Al Jose and G-Pain. Two hot artists right here, bringing nothing but the hottest trap music alive. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So start tomorrow. You already know what it's going to be. So whether it takes three shows, I mean, I feel like fucking again.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, I feel like fucking again. But anyway, because I've been
illegal.
Started tonight, never know.
See,
you know what I'm saying?
I've been started again.
So I've been started tonight, niggas. You know what I'm talking about? But
no,
listen.
No.
But listen. So here's what we got to say. Do not let nobody make money for you. You make money for yourself. If somebody's willing to help you, roll with the help.
Yeah.
Stop acting like you're just so high and mighty that you can't have extra help. You have not because you ask not. That's even the Bible, nigga. That sentence didn't make sense. Especially when you ended with Bible and nigga. I'm saying. But anyway,
wow.
Oprah, do not sue me because you used the word nigga as well. You just use it behind closed doors every time Stepman asks you for something. You're like, nigga. Anyway, don't nobody want that old, dried up promised land.
Wow.
What?
Woo!
Last
I love harmful. I swear I do. I love harmful.
When she went to wash herself one day, she spit her own stuff up. But anyway. Okay, so here's a joke of the day. Here's a joke of the day.
No.
Brought to you by no one.
What?
Okay. So, Charlie Sheen is going to be, he has a new job. He's going to be working on the next Batman movie. He'll be one of the aides in the back. Here's the next joke right here. Again, brought to you by people who eat. Two fat bitches walk inside of a club.
Oh,
one falls on the floor. one of them fat bitches fall on the floor. The other one eats the other one. Now, does she get diabetes?
You stupid.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
Who cares?
Anyway. God. It's heart disease from all the grease.
Let me tell you. I saw a woman, and she was so greasy to the point where you could actually take all the grease off her body and put that inside of a pan and make a whole mess of macaroni and cheese. Baked extra cheese. Fat.
Seriously? No.
Yep. Yep, I said it. Every time she walk, you heard,
and what is that nastiness? Nasty?
That's what it sounded like. And all I was thinking about was, damn, I hate to see somebody that has to go down below her. Good gracious, it might sound like. Anyway, we're out. Tune in next time to the True Tea. I'm genuine, and that was Switchblade Carter. How about this one?